get him.
Can't tell you how good it is to have all of us under the same roof again.
Christmas in New York.
That's gonna be great.
How you doing? I'm Brian McDonald.
Harper Stewart.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Brian McDaniels. I like to ski in Vermont.
Shut up, Harper.
I like dating chocolate girls.
No more pretending.
Is it a boy?
A black comedy without Tyler Perry involved. Good Lord, Tyler Perry needs to step his game up. He's losing this year.
See, here's the thing, though. I got some information because when I went to my screening, I got a little mind fucked. So did you know that this was
mind fucked? These black movies.
So did you know that this was a sequel?
Yes, I knew it when I saw the movie.
I had no clue because I was sitting there.
Movie.
Yeah, I was sitting there and like these two people were finally like, "Man, I've been waiting 10 years to see this. I know I can't wait to see Taye Diggs as this character again." And I was like, "Wait, that sounds like." Like, and it's like, this is a sequel to The Best Man. I was like, what?
I didn't know that either, because until the movie opened up, I was just like, I remember that movie. And then I was like, why are they showing that here? And I was like, oh, yeah. It was a sequel. I was like, wow, 1999, huh? I said, wow, it took you guys that long to make this generic-ass sequel then. All right.
Yeah, generic's a good word.
And you know who the director is too? I know the mindfuck for me.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's a director I like, kind of.
Yeah, kind of because people. Malcolm D. Lee's the director. He's done such great hits as Undercover Brother, but then he's done such misses as Scary Movie 5, which had to be the worst in the series.
Yeah, and from what I read, Scary Movie 5, he was just like a hired director, and he just took the money. So
yeah, good job for him then, or whatever. Because damn, that movie was a piece of shit. It had to be the worst in the franchise.
And that's not saying much, but
yeah, we got a Best Man Holiday here. Yeah, that really isn't. Best Man Holiday here. A movie about a bunch of Negroes getting together for Christmas. I mean, ain't really much to say there. But
there's black foolishness. There's jokes about white people.
Yeah.
There's Terrence Howard playing a pimp.
I'd like to ski in Vermont and I love me some chocolate women or whatever. I don't know, I kind of laughed at that part earlier. That was a good white impression.
it's got your boy, though. It's got your boy, Taye Diggs.
Got my boy, Taye Diggs. Yeah, everybody knows. I don't mind Taye Diggs. I like a little Taye Diggs in there now and then, whatever. Morris Chestnut, he's okay for me. I don't hate him, but I think he's cool. Terrence Howard, he's slowly becoming one of America's true definition of the word pimp because he can get away with so much shit out of the shit he does or whatever. So, obviously, he must be a pimp then. But I gotta say, at first, this movie is 2 hours long. That first hour, I think I was laughing a lot more than I thought I would. I was like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, I it's weird because I was kind of the same thing where I was like, huh. Unlike Badger's claim in every Tyler Perry movie, this is actually funny. And not relying on sexist jokes to be funny.
Yeah, it was. And I got to say this too, is Terrence Howard was the main one providing most of the jokes.
Yeah, Terrence Howard. Apparently, the first film was a film that he, quote-unquote, broke out in because he was the best one in it.
Yeah.
So, I think it's like one of those cases where like he knows his role so well that he knows how to work it.
He looked like he had more fun with this than Iron Man.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with this brother? All right. Another thing is, like I say, the first hour, because the second hour pretty much becomes kind of a
drama.
Yeah, I was going to say a drama, but which I ain't going to lie, some of the parts of it did hit me as far as these characters are going through, because obviously, I don't know if Leigh does, whatever, but I've known people that have this problem, whatever. So I can understand it hitting. I just think it wasn't handled right. The direction on it looked a little weak.
Yeah, I can gladly say I never have. So it kind of was a disconnect with me, but
yeah.
In terms of the characters, I think they did a good job with the characters in making them, you know, making the audience feel for them. You're right. You do feel for them as an audience member because the first half of the movie, in that first hour, you do get to like these characters, whether you've seen the first movie or not, because they're all pretty likable people, unlike these films like to portray.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing was, did you remember that scene where Morris Chestnut was talking to his wife, whatever? I was like eating my, I had a pizza with me, I was eating this pizza or whatever, and then I heard this nigga say, fuck him, fuck him. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I got scared in that theater. I put my hoodie on, I was like, ah.
I was just more like, and this is where things get black.
Yeah, I got definitely black, whatever, but this brother playing the cool suave, man, and then all of a sudden, he turns, I hate, because him and Taye Diggs have kind of an outing, because Taye Diggs obviously fucked his wife in the first film, and they have kind of like a disconnect of each other. Then Morris Chestnut finds out that he's kind of, I guess he wasn't really going to go through it or whatever, but he found out his iPad or whatever, that he had like maybe like a little published design of how a biography, autobiography book would look if he did one of him or whatever, and I don't think he was feeling, because at the time, we just find out this time that Morris Chestnut's wife had cancer.
Right.
So he's like, oh, you're trying to profit off me at a time like this, whatever. And there was this scene where Morris Chestnut was yelling at his wife, whatever. And I was just like, damn, when that nigga get bass in his voice? Because he kind of, I ain't gonna lie, he kind of scaring the fuck out of me right now, whatever. Now, granted, I didn't think it was handled right. I thought it was
handled a little too much. Like, it started to go into Tyler Perry territory a little bit.
That second hour, it felt like Tyler Perry. That's when that brother got on his knees and I said, what is he doing?
Yeah, no, you know, it sucks, because I completely agree with you, because I actually admit, the first half of this film is really good to me. Like, it was funny, it was endearing, you like all the characters. Here's some other mindfuck for your ass, Regina Hall, who you and I both know from the Scary Movies, this is the first time I've actually seen that girl actually play a normal character. And she's pretty good, she's very likable.
You didn't see Thing Like a Man?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I thought you saw that, but no. You know, Regina. You know what? The older, the more movies she starts to do, the hotter she becomes too.
I agree with that.
I was looking at her. I was like, God damn, whatever. By the way, I met Regina Hall. Very nice chick, and she talks just like that.
Wow, you know, really?
Because
I'm not gonna lie. If she talked like that, and I hooked up with her, all I would think about is a Scary Movie 2 line. And I just wouldn't be able to do anything.
That's a skeleton, Cindy!
No, not that one. The, I'm going to shit in your mouth. Yeah, and I'm going to fart all over you.
That sounds hot, you know. That's kinky. Ooh, kinky. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, to you.
Me doing that, you don't want to get it. Move, man. I'll take it. Shit on me, girl. Fart on my mouth, girl. you got people here. You got Taye Diggs play Harper. Morris Chestnut, Lance, Monica Calhoun is Morris Chestnut's wife, plays Mia, Regina Hall's, and this Terrence Howard. What was Terrence Howard's job? I know they brought it up at the beginning, but it looked like he was just like a guru or some shit like that.
He was some high-end lawyer, but of course, like, he's just like, he uses that excuse like, I'm gonna pimp on anything that I see.
Yeah, I know. That motherfucker does say man after every word he says. Like, I noticed that. In this movie, that brother could not stop saying man. He was just like, wait, what is your three things you like? Money, pussy, and getting a blowjob, man. I was like,
it's one of those things where, like, maybe he looked at prison and was like, wow, I was a pussy in that movie. I gotta be the macho man in this. Move over.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not man. Really, I'm not really that big of a fan of Terrence Howard. I think he's all right. I mean, I don't think he's like, oh, as great as everybody. Well, I don't know if everybody thinks he's great or whatever. But this one, I actually thought he was like my favorite character.
Yeah, I agree, because he's the one who gets the most laughs. I mean, it was just, you see in the trailer, that actually is a lot funnier when you find out the context. It's when you find out he has a sex tape online, and this girl he's trying to do comes in, and he just smashes the phone so she can't see it.
I like where he's talking about it too. He's like about 300,000 viewers. Believe she is 3,001.
It's like, I look good in this, and then she comes in. It's like, what are you looking at? And he's like, nothing.
He smashes the phone and just walks out the room. I also like the part too where they were. You can see this part of the trailer where they're doing a little dance number and they're singing and shit for the little talent show they had. And Terrence Howard is just all over the fucking floor. He's like throwing his hand. I was like, damn, this nigga is really enjoying himself.
and the mocha girl is the one that throws his underwear at him.
Yeah, Shelby is her name, whatever. She apparently slept with, I think his name was Brian, played by Eddie Sabrian, how do you pronounce that, whatever. And yeah, so then apparently she slept with Terrence Howard as well, whatever. which I thought that they were the perfect couple as well. Which, but you know, it ain't never gonna work out because they both kind of assholes in themselves or whatever. But no, I was kind of shocked. I'm not gonna lie. I was laughing at the beginning of the movie, like at least for a good 40 minutes, 45 to an hour, probably at the most, whatever. And I was like, wow, this is actually kind of endearing to see that it's actually a straightforward comedy film, not this stereotypical gotta go. Oh wait, now the second hour just kicked in.
Yeah, it can't help itself.
Yeah, it just couldn't. You know what? I gotta go ahead and say it gotta be marketing. Black people in church, goddammit, they
yeah. I mean, I don't know. It could be one of those things, and it sucks. It sucks because you're right. Because this movie starts out very well. It starts up very well. It actually starts off as a pretty good holiday movie.
It did. I was looking. I was just like, you know what? I wouldn't mind telling people to go see this if they wanted to go watch a comedy. Like, they got some time to kill. Nothing right now. If you already saw Thor, Hunger Games ain't out yet. You wanted to go see something. But like, you know what? Go see Best Man Holiday. You might enjoy it. So that second hour, the comedy kind of slowed back a little bit. Terrence Howard's not on screen. Terrence Howard, every time he comes in, he has a one-liner and he leaves whatever, which was good. But it got kind of, I know it's not bad for me to say it because I love dramatic things and shit like that, but it got a little too dramatic.
Yeah, it feels out of place.
It really did, yeah, because for an hour, you're getting this, it feels like it's about to be a almost a buddy film of these trying to get back together.
And that's kind of what I would have liked, is just like, you know, all these characters getting back together and just the shenanigans that get into it. I know American Pie has put a sour taste in people's mouth because that didn't work for their reunion film, but I think it could have worked with this because what they were doing early on was really endearing to the audience, even for people like me who have never even heard of the first film.
Yeah, it started getting a little weird once the God stuff got in, like the Jesus and the Lord and all that. I was just like, all right, that's kind of weird. This brother gets on his knees and started like multiple times start praying. I was just like,
that's where we're going now. Oh goody.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because the second part had elements in there that I liked or whatever. Because like once again, it felt touching. Where I was just like, I can relate, I guess, because of the whole cancer thing. I mean, this is sad. I mean, Morris Chestnut starts crying, you know, and stuff. A lot of people start crying, bringing tears because Mia's dying. And pretty much she knew she was dying, but nobody else knew. And she pretty much wanted to get this so-called family together just for a holiday, just for her last time being there. I was like, I understand. It's endearing, whatever. But then, you know, there was just little hokey elements of, you know, religion and shit like that. That
right, it's mishandled. Like, eh. I mean, if that's the route they wanted to go, and just don't, you know, don't bring the hammer of drama down so much on it. You could have made a really endearing film by just doing what you wanted to do. Have them all get back together and have some fun, happy times. And then, you know, at the end of the movie, when the time comes, if you want to do that, that's fine. Like, that, you know, you actually make the audience feel better because you've seen her get her wish. And when she goes, you know, the audience member is happy. It's like, well, she at least got to enjoy, you know, what this movie is all about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, once again, I don't know if it was direction-wise or writing-wise, whatever, but it felt chopped up. Like, that didn't even, like you said, it didn't even belong there. And another thing, another problem with the movie, as far as that second half, too, is it's 2 hours long. I don't think it needed to be 2 hours long. I think they shaved off the last hour into 30 minutes or whatever. Because
I agree.
Once again, it got kind of sappy a little. I mean, not in a bad way. You know, it is a serious thing, whatever, but as far as their acting goes for it or whatever, it got a little sappy and melodramatic a little too much for me. I was like, all right, I get it now.
I completely agree. Well, what would you give it?
You know, I'd give it a lower in it.
All right. How much? I give it a regular scream it. I mean, yeah, that first hour, there's a lot of laughs to be held, and it does, you know, it does do some great stuff in that first hour. But you're right, it's 2 hours long, and that second hour, it just falls flat on its face because of how mundane and hokey and just over-dramatized it is. It really loses you in that second half, and it sucks because it really did start off well, but I can't really give it anything other than a stream it just because that second half, to me, I really was looking at my watch like every 5 minutes, like, come on now.
Even after Mia died and shit, it went on for another, what, 15 minutes or whatever?
Yeah.
This whole, and I was just like, all right, damn, we get it. I thought they was going to wrap that up with her having a dinner, smiling, talking about Mia and all that. But no, they dragged this shit on for another 20 fucking minutes. That's what these niggas hug and look at a book and shit. I was like, all right, man, come on now. I'm tired of looking at you Negroes.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, that's it. That's all, folks.
Wow, so a black comedy without Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, you need to take some notes, man. All you got is Medea Christmas, whatever. That's going to really shock you down there. You're going to love that movie.
No, what would shock me in that is like the first 5 minutes Medea dies and it's an actual serious, funny Christmas movie.
You know what? There's a redneck in the film. Maybe he'll shoot her. Maybe he'll be a real redneck for him. Shoot her ass, whatever. He's like, I thought that was a wilderness. I thought that was Sasquatch.
Oh, God. You know what's going to be sad? I bet you that's a joke in the movie.
You know what? I just thought of that too. Why did I just say that?
Because you know what's going to happen. Good night, everyone.
Later, everyone. Bastards, you. I'm
thinking if you guys go warm each other up.
Good night.
It's Christmas, and I'm willing to give, and I'm willing to receive.
At some point, we have to tell them.
In due time.
Wait, did you know about this?
Jordan, she's pretty special. I'm surprised she got past all you guys.
Who says she did?